fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Leaves have fallen all around. Time I was on my way.
So for those that argue there is no crisis at the southern border, that's nonsense. You know it, so do I. So the Democrats. The common sense people know that that's nonsense. In fact, this week already, over 8,000 people have been arrested already this week, crossing the border illegally. So it begs the question, how many made it over without getting arrested? And then of all of those that were arrested, the 8,000, there's no room at the inn. All right, there's no place to put these folks. So many of them are just being let loose back into the country, our country. Thousands per week. I mean, we're talking about tens and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands over the year. And yet they would have you believe somehow magically the number of illegals in America just stays static at 11 million. That's nonsense. You know it. Better studies from Yale and elsewhere say that number is more likely 23 million. I'm going to guess it's at least 23 million. I mean, you look at it over time. We're in the third largest nation on earth. We have 330 million people living here. If you've got 20 million living here illegally, how would you know? Potentially, you wouldn't. And the problem with that is that they take resources. They're not supposed to be here. We don't get a chance to vet them properly. And then we give them, you know, access to all of our infrastructure and so forth. And it's damaging. I don't mind the idea of immigration. Lots of it. I'm all for it. As long as it's done properly, orderly, and legally. And that's it. That's all I ask. And so at the El Paso border, the Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Kevin McAleenan says the region is at a breaking point because of the number of people coming through. He's the commissioner. And you have this huge influx of Central American migrants. You'll hear that tonight when the president is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He will be there. He will talk about it, I guarantee you. McAleenan was on the border Wednesday. The immigration has reached its breaking point, has arrived this week, he says. CBP is facing an unprecedented humanitarian and border security crisis all along the southwest border, and nowhere has the crisis manifested more than here in El Paso, Texas. Over the past two mornings, border officials took in more than 12,000 migrants along the border, he said. A high number, 4,000 to 6,000 is crisis level, 12,000 is unprecedented. On Monday, we saw the highest total of apprehensions and encounters in years. Over 4,000 in one day. 4,000 in one day. And we're on pace for over 100,000 apprehensions and encounters, with 90% crossing the border illegally between points of entry. Let me be clear on that. Because the Democrats keep saying we don't need a fence, we don't need a wall, we need more stuff at the ports of entry because that's where they all come in. No, sir. Not true. Absolutely dead false. According to the commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, Kevin McAleenan, and he says no. 100,000 apprehensions and encounters with migrants, 90%, 90,000 crossing the border illegally between ports of entry. March will be the highest month in over a decade, maybe of all time. The number of migrants, by the way, detained in El Paso, not as large is the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, but the Border Patrol's El Paso sector has seen the biggest growth along the border. McAleenan said that Congress needs to come up with legislative solutions, and soon. The surge in numbers is just overwhelming the entire system. He said about 10 to 15% of the migrants have legitimate asylum claims, but the rest don't, and it'll take years to process what they have already. We have to stop this. My friends, we have to stop this. It's not appropriate to have an open border. It's not safe on a crime level. It's not safe on a national security level. It's not prudent on a fiscal and a fiscally responsible level. None of these things. My friends, something has to be done. Call your members of Congress. Demand that we have border security. You have no alternative. You cannot sit silently by. Figure out who your representative is. Figure out who your member of Congress is. You know who the senators are. They're useless. But besides that, call your member of Congress. Demand that we have border security. Ask them if they lock their house at night. Ask them if there's security at the Capitol. Ask them if there are armed guards around them. And then demand that we have just a little bit of the same. Just a little bit. We just want a little bit of the same. We just want a little bit of the security that you guys, that you men and women demand for Congress. We just want a little bit of that for ourselves. Nothing wrong with that. We want to make sure that we're secure in our country and our homes and our communities, that our kids are safe, that our aging parents are safe, that our grandkids are safe. We want to make sure the place is safe. What we're talking about here is just simple common sense. It's not outrageous to say we need an effective border. You look at these numbers, 90,000 people coming between ports of entry illegally. It's all right here in black and white. I mean, that there it is. It's not guesswork. It's not a made-up crisis. It is the real deal, and it affects you and I. And that is the bottom line. It affects you and I, and they know it. They know it, and so do you. All right, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Treatment Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947, locally owned and operated with facilities in Greater Lansing and Greater Grand Rapids. The products are made here by your neighbors, sold here by your neighbors, distributed statewide, and it is the best water treatment system you can get for your money, I guarantee it. Plus, they have a PFAS Premier treatment system. Get PFAS out of your water. If that's your concern, Wolverine Water. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine button. You'll find out more. Get a free water test. It's all there for you. It's all there. Tell them Steve Gruber sent you, all right? The Steve Gruber Show.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.